coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads while we offer a word of prayer.
现在我们低头一同祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你把你的新约赐给我们，我们也感谢你，你赐给我们一个新的礼节。今天我们又要研究你的新命令，求主帮助我们可以明白。愿天父上帝也将你的律法写在我们的心里，使我们乐意照你的旨意行。我们如此祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson number 91，
第九十一课。
Lesson 91，
第九十一课。
On the new commandment，
新的命令。
We have had the new covenant，
我们已经研究过了这新约。
The new ordinance，
新的礼节。
And today the new commandment，
今天我们研究新的命令。
Today we will study about the new commandment，
今天我们要研究一条新的命令。
It was given by Jesus to his disciples after the ordinances of the Lord's house，
这是在耶稣在设立圣餐之后赐给门徒的。
It reads，
是这样的。
A new commandment I give unto you，
我赐给你们一条新的命令。
That ye love one another，
你们要彼此相爱。
As I have loved you，
我怎样爱你们。
That ye also love one another，
你们也要怎样相爱。
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples，If ye have love one to another，
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
John 13:34-35，
约翰十三章三十四到三十五节。
The new command is to love，
新的命令就要我们有爱心。
This new commandment does not supersede or nullify the ten commandments which are eternal，
这个新的命令并不是代替或者是取消那永存的十条诫命。
Yes, does not supersede or does not take the place of and or nullify, does not do away with the Ten Commandments, for they are eternal. We have learned that love fulfills or enforces the law.
我们已经研究过爱完全了或者是实施了律法。
Love is the spirit which should motivate the keeping of the law，
爱是推动遵守律法的精神。
The new commandment was not new in the sense that love for one another had never been enjoined or taught before，
这新命令的新，它的意义并不是说上帝在以前没有吩咐人彼此相爱。
Almost 1500 years before Christ，
在主前一千五百年，
God had told the children of Israel through Moses，
上帝曾经借着摩西对以色列人说，
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people，
不可报仇也不可埋怨你本国的子民。
But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself，
却要爱人如己。
I am the Lord，
我是耶和华。
Leviticus 19:18，
利未记十九章十八节。
This was Christ's last night with his disciples，
这是基督和他的门徒同在一起的最后一夜。
His greatest desire
was that there be love and unity among them.
他最大的愿望就是要在他们中间有爱和合而为一的心。
Christ mentioned this great wish at least 12 times during their last hours together.
在他们最后相聚的几小时之中，基督提到了这个最大的期望至少有12次之多。
As recorded by the Apostle John.
是彼得所约翰所记录的。
Did Jesus add new meaning to the old command to love one another?
耶稣在这条旧的彼此相爱的命令里头是不是加了什么新的意义呢？
Yes,
是的，
he did.
有的。
Jesus admonished the disciples this time not just to love others as themselves.
这一次耶稣吩咐门徒不仅是要爱人如己，
But to love one another as I have loved you.
而是说我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Not human love.
不是人的爱。
But divine love was now to be the standard.
而是神的爱现在要成为爱的标准。
This love was exemplified in Jesus' life and death.
这种爱就是在耶稣的生与死这些事情上所表现出来的。
How matchless was the love and long-suffering of Jesus.
耶稣基督的爱和忍耐真是无比的。
For 3 years, Jesus had been showing them what divine love was.
基督显示神的爱有三年之久。
The disciple John, known as the beloved disciple,
使徒约翰曾经被称为蒙爱的使徒
was to write much upon the theme of love.
他曾经写下了不少论到爱的这个题目的话。
Yet he was not by nature a meek and loving person.
然而他并不是本性温柔或者是有爱心的人。
He and his brother James were known as the sons of thunder.
他跟他的哥哥雅各都曾经被称为雷子。
These impetuous brothers once wished to call fire to come down from heaven and burn up a village of people.
这两位性情暴躁的弟兄有一次曾经想叫火从天上降下来来烧掉一个村庄里的人。
Because they did not receive Jesus.
因为他们不接受耶稣。
How much these men needed to learn and to change.
这些个人就是这这个门徒他们所需要学习和需要改变的是何等的多。
When Judas joined himself to the disciples, Christ knew his heart.
当犹大自动的参与门徒之中的时候，基督已经看出了他的内心。
He knew that eventually Judas would betray him.
直到最后犹大要出卖他。
Yet he showed this grasping and covetous disciple courteous love.
但是他仍旧对这位贪心妄想的门徒表示谦谨的爱心。
Behold Jesus stooping to wash Judas' feet.
你看耶稣为犹大洗脚。
The very night that he sold his master.
就是在犹大出卖了他的主的那天晚上。
When Judas stepped forward to betray Jesus with a kiss.
当犹大进前来以亲嘴的暗号来出卖耶稣的时候，
Jesus still addressed him as friend.
耶稣仍旧称他为朋友。
Yes, before 24 hours should pass, after Jesus gave his new commandment.
是的，当耶稣赐下了这条新的命令，还没有超过24小时。
All of the disciples except Judas were to witness the greatest manifestation of love this world has ever seen.
除了犹大之外，所有的门徒都亲眼看见世间空前伟大之爱的表现。
They were to hear the suffering Son of God say,
他们曾经听见受苦难的上帝的儿子说，
Father,
父啊，
forgive them,
赦免他们，
or his persecutors,
就是逼迫他的人，
for they know not what they do.
因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Luke 23:34.
路加23章34节。
They were to see him give up his life on the cross for others.
他们眼见他在十字架上舍弃了他的生命。
To love as Jesus loved.
要爱人像耶稣基督那样爱人一样。
How can human beings reach this standard?
世人怎么样能够达到这样的标准呢?
It seems impossible.
看起来是不可能的。
Still, our goal must be high.
我们的目标必须要高。
No one ever rises higher than the goal he sets for himself.
没有一个人能够达到比他自己所定的标准更高的地方。
One has said,
有人曾经说,
higher than the highest human thought can reach is God's ideal for his children.
上帝对他的儿女所有的理想是比人类最高的思想所能达到的更高。
When men are bound together, not by force, or self-interest, but by love.
人若不是借着势力或者因为私利，而是由于爱来团结的话，
They show the working of an influence that is above every human influence.
他们就能够显明有一种超出人类一切影响的感化力量。
Where this oneness exists, it is evidence that the image of God is being restored in humanity.
你说这合而为一的精神的存在就可以知道上帝的形象正在人身上恢复了。
That a new principle of life has been implanted.
并有一种新的生活的原则栽培在人的心里。
Desire of Ages, page 678.
历代愿望第678面。
I would just like to remark here, perhaps some of you would like to purchase some of these good books that are quoted from.
在这个地方要顺便提到，也许有些位听众喜欢买我们在这个地方所引用的一些个书。
There is this book, Desire of Ages, on the Life of Christ, by E.G. White.
历代愿望是怀艾伦所写的，论到耶稣基督的生平。
And we have also quoted from Ministry of Healing by the same author.
我们也提到了同一位作者所写的《服务真权》这本书。
These books are wonderful commentaries on the Bible.
这些书对圣经是非常好的注释。
If you would like to get copies, just write to us.
要是你喜欢买，请给我们写信。
They will be good books to read for your devotional reading, as well as the Bible.
那这些个书是一种灵修方面的非常好的书。
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 91.
我们现在来看第91课的生字。
Lesson 91, the first word, supersede.
第一个字是代替。
Supersede. To nullify.
取消。
Nullify. Three, enjoined.
吩咐。
Enjoined. For avenge.
报仇.
Avenge. Five. Impetuous.
暴躁.
Impetuous. This lesson is a bit shorter than the others.
这一课比其他的课稍微要短一点。
We have plenty of time to read it again in English.
我们有足够的时间把它用英文再念一遍。
Perhaps we can add a few words of explanation.
也许我们可以稍微的加以解释。
Lesson 91, The New Commandment.
第91课,新的命令。
Today we will study about the New Commandment. It was given by Jesus to his disciples after the ordinances of the Lord's house. It reads, A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now you remember the setting of this story. Christ is seated with his disciples in an upper room. where they have partaken of the Last Supper before Christ suffers for sinners on the cross. And after he has eaten, then he establishes the ordinances of the Lord's house. Before the ordinances, there has been the preparatory service of feet washing. Now it is all over, and he sits there at the table with his disciples and gives them these moving instructions. The new command is to love. This new commandment does not supersede or nullify the Ten Commandments, which are eternal. We have learned that love fulfills or enforces the law. Love is the spirit which should motivate the keeping of the law. The new commandment was not new in the sense that love for one another had never been enjoined before. Almost 15 years before Christ, God had told the children of Israel through Moses, "Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." Leviticus 19:18. This was Christ's last night with his disciples. His greatest desire was that there be love and unity among them. Christ mentioned this great wish at least 12 times during their last hours together, as recorded by the Apostle John. One of the things which made Christ very sad at this time was the fact that his disciples were not united in love. In fact, just before the Last Supper, the disciples on the way had been arguing among themselves as to who would be greatest in the kingdom of Christ. Pride filled their hearts, animosity and jealousy. Each individual felt himself above the other. And so Christ was anxious that his disciples have a new conversion, that they become new in him, and that they keep the new commandment to love one another as Christ loved them. Did Jesus add new meaning to the old command to love one another? Yes, he did. Jesus admonished the disciples this time not just to love others as themselves, but to love one another as I have loved you. Not human love, but divine love was now to be the standard. This love was exemplified in Jesus' life and death. How matchless was the love and long-suffering of Jesus! For 3 years, Jesus had been showing them what divine love was. The disciple John, known as the beloved disciple, was to write much upon the theme of love. Yet he was not by nature a meek and loving person. He and his brother James were known as the sons of thunder. These impetuous brothers once wished to call fire to come down from heaven and burn up a village of people because they did not receive Jesus. How much these men needed to learn and to change. When Judas joined himself to the disciples, Christ knew his heart. He knew that eventually Judas would betray him. Yet he showed this grasping and covetous disciple courteous love. Behold Jesus stooping to wash Jesus' feet the very night that he sold his master. When Judas stepped forward to betray Jesus with a kiss, Jesus still addressed him as friend. This surely should impress us, the long-suffering love of Christ toward Judas. An individual who joined himself to the disciples, but an individual Christ knew from the first was not a converted individual. He could foresee that this disciple would deny him, would betray him, and cause him to be taken by the mob. Yet knowing all this, Christ loved Judas even unto the end, was courteous to him, and long-suffering with him. Yes, before 24 hours should pass, after Jesus gave his new commandment, all of the disciples except Judas were to witness the greatest manifestation of love this world has ever seen. They were to hear the suffering Son of God say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23:34. They were to see him give up his life on the cross for others, to love as Jesus loved. How can human beings reach this standard? It seems impossible. Still, our goal must be high. No one ever rises higher than the goal he sets for himself. One has said, "Higher than the highest human thought can reach is God's ideal for his children." When men are bound together, not by force or self-interest, but by love, they show the working of an influence that is above every human influence. When this oneness exists, it is evidence that the image of God is being restored in humanity, that a new principle of life has been implanted. And why is it, dear friends, that the people of this earth are torn apart today?
为什么今天在世上的人他们彼此之间有这样的大的不同或者是彼此之间不和呢?
Why is there strife and bloodshed among the human family?
在世人之间为什么有这么多的纠纷流血的事呢?
The answer is very simple.
这个回答是很简单的.
The lack of love.
因为他们缺少爱.
The same spirit fills the nations of earth today as filled the hearts of the disciples before the Last Supper.
世人今天所充满这种精神, 在耶稣基督设立的最后的晚餐之前, 也曾经充满门徒的心.
Struggling for position and selfish honor.
就是要致力争取最高的地位和荣誉.
Hearts filled with jealousy and animosity.
心里面充满了嫉妒和毒恨.
Selfish hearts which seek for selfish glory and power.
这种自私的心追求一种自私的权利和荣耀.
And so Christ says to the people of earth today the same words which he said to his disciples so many years ago.
耶稣基督在今天他以 从前对他的门徒所说的话, 来对我们说,
A new commandment I give unto you,
我赐给你们一条新的命令,
that ye love one another as I have loved you,
乃是叫你们彼此相爱.
Dear friend, if the people of earth would fulfill, observe this new commandment,
要这世上的人如果能够照着这个新的命令去做,
to love as Christ loved,
照着基督爱我们的那种方式去爱人,
all animosity, all war and strife would vanish.
一切的恶毒,一切的纠纷,这一切的事情都会没有了.
This situation cannot be expected among those who do not know Christ.
不认识基督的人是不会有这样的情形。
But it certainly should be expected among those who profess to be Christ's followers.
但是凡是自称为基督的信徒的人，当然是应当有这样的表现。
For only as we manifest love to each other,
当我们唯有表现这种彼此相爱精神的时候
，the divine self-sacrificing love of Jesus.Only in this way will all men know that we are Christ's disciples.
就是表现耶稣基督那种自我牺牲的精神，也唯有这样，世人才知道我们是他的门徒。
May God fill your heart with such love.
愿上帝将这样的爱充满你的心。
And may His Spirit abide with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝的灵与你同在，我们再会。